Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Explore the Haggadah. We're continuing today to examine the paragraph, Holach Ma'anya, Heilach Ma'anya, the introductory paragraph to Magid. And just a quick recap, what it says there, it says, this is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. Whoever is hungry, let him come and eat. Whoever is in need, let him come and join the Pesach Seder, the Korban Pesach. And there's a number of ideas on this. I want to share with you a beautiful idea at the end, but just a few points on these first two statements. What does it mean that this is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in Egypt? Seemingly matzah, the whole idea that we eat matzah, like we say later on in the Seder, is what they ate on the way out from Egypt. What does it mean that they ate it in Egypt? So there's a famous answer from the Ramban that says that actually one of the reasons why we eat matzah is not only because they left Egypt in a hurry and it wasn't enough time for the bread to rise, but also that is actually what the Egyptians would feed the Jewish people while they were in slavery. And the Ibn Ezra famously says that he was once in captivity in Hoidu, in India, and they would feed the prisoners matzah. And the reason is because matzah is very difficult to digest, and therefore it takes a longer time to digest, and you can feed someone less. So that's why in Mitzrayim they would actually feed the Jewish people matzah. So matzah is not only to remember the freedom, it's also to remember the time of slavery. There's another question that the Mefarshim ask. Why do we say, whoever is hungry, come and eat? Seemingly, every Yom Tov, we're supposed to invite guests. Why the emphasis on Pesach specifically? Why on Pesach do we make the special proclamation, Kol dichvin yesi v'yechol, whoever is hungry, let him come and eat? So the Shibboleth HaLeket explains that is a medrash which says that the Jewish people were exiled to Bavel, meaning the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, because they ate chametz on Pesach. That was one of the sins they committed, that because of that they were punished with exile to Bavel. This paragraph was composed in Bavel. It's in Aramaic. And therefore we say, Kol dichvin yesi v'yechol, we say, whoever is hungry, come and eat. In other words, let everyone know that now we are being careful. Now we are being careful to only eat matzah and not chametz. And therefore, we end off this paragraph saying, this year we are here, Hashata Hacha, but L'shona Haba Ba'aradi Yisrael, in the next year we will be in the land of Israel, in the merit of coming to eat matzah and not chametz on Pesach, they were hoping that they would go back to Jerusalem and merit the redemption. In Maaseh Hashem, it says, the Kol Dichvin is actually a little bit of a sad statement. And what it's saying is like this, that because this was composed in a time of exile, so therefore, anyone can come and eat. Because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had a Korban Pesach, the halacha of a Korban Pesach was that you had to be, so to speak, registered for that Korban Pesach in order to eat from it. You couldn't show up on the Seder night and decide to partake in the Korban Pesach, and the Paschal Lamb. You had to actually be registered from before Pesach. And therefore, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would shut their doors, not allow anyone else in to partake because they weren't registered. But now that we're in Golos, now that we don't have a Korban Pesach, Kol dichvin yesi v'yechol, whoever wants to can come and eat. In other words, there's no limitation. So it's actually a more of a negative statement explaining why we don't have a Korban Pesach. And that's how we end off with a tefillah, that next year we should be in the land of Israel with a Korban Pesach. The Chassam Sofer explains a beautiful idea. And he says that a person can ask a fundamental question when they sit down to the Seder, when they sit down to Magid, and we're about to talk about the story of going out of Egypt, and we're about to celebrate our freedom. Seemingly, what are we celebrating? This is a question that the Maharal asks as well. What are we celebrating? We're still in exile. We're still not totally free. We still don't have full. We still don't have full freedom. We don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash. We can't bring a Korban Pesach. So yeah, it's true. We went out of Mitzrayim. We went out of that Golos, but we're still in this Golos. We're still in this exile. What exactly are we celebrating? And that's what we're asked. And that's a question that can rise at the beginning of Magid. And that's what we're answering with this paragraph. What we're saying is like this. No, there's a very big difference. The exile from Egypt was even worse, because the exile from Egypt had a set time that Hashem had told Avram Avinu that they had to be there for. And they couldn't be redeemed earlier. And therefore, there was nothing they can do. They were stuck in exile until the time of redemption arrived. There was no way for them to bring the redemption earlier. But that was then. But now, yes, it's true that we're in exile, but we have the power to get ourselves out of exile. We can bring Mashiach closer than he's supposed to come. And how do you do that? As Chazal tell us, G'doyla tzedakah shemekareves es ha'geula. Tzedakah, charity, is so great that it brings Mashiach closer, it brings redemption closer. And therefore, when we sit down to Magid and a person has a question, what exactly are we celebrating? We answer, Kol dichvin yesev yecho. Whoever is hungry, let him come and eat. Let's give charity. Let's give tzedakah. Yes, it's true that we're in exile. But unlike in Mitzrayim, we now have the ability to bring Mashiach closer through inviting guests, through inviting the needy into our house. And therefore, it's true now we're here. But l'shana haba ba'arad Yisrael, in the coming year, we will be in the land of Israel with a full rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. Another beautiful idea on this paragraph of Heilach Ma'anya that's explained in many Sfarim, but I'm going to say it the way it says it from a sefer called Menachem Tzion, from Menachem Mendel Mirimanov. And he says like this, that we mentioned that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that on Pesach, how does Pesach happen? How did the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim happen? The truth is, the Jewish people were not very deserving of redemption. We have a famous medrash that at the time of the splitting of the sea, the Malachim said to Hashem, why are you splitting the sea for the Jewish people? They're no more deserving than the Egyptians. The Egyptians serve idols and the Jews serve idols. So the question is, what did we merit the coming out of Egypt? And the answer is, we actually don't really deserve it. Pesach then and now is a gift from Hashem. It's a gift that even though we're on such a low spiritual level, we may find ourselves stuck in our own Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, Hashem gives us a gift. Nigla le'em melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ga'olam. Hashem reveals himself, as we say in Agada, and just redeems us, without us deserving it. However, one thing we do have to do, we have to surrender to him. We may not be on the level, we may not be on the spiritual level to deserve to go out of Egypt, but what we do have to do is, say to Hashem, I'm allowing you to take me out of my Egypt. I'm going to surrender to you. I'm going to give myself over to you and let you take me to a place that I may not deserve at this present moment, but I'm allowing you to. I'm allowing myself to free myself from myself and to follow Hashem into the so-called desert, into the desert to go to Matan Torah to receive the Torah. And that's why the theme of Pesach is surrender, which is what the matzah represents. The matzah represents the idea that the opposite of chametz. Chametz is ego, it rises. Matzah is all about surrender. And therefore, what we're saying here is like this. This is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in Egypt. In other words, this is the bread which represents affliction, but good affliction. In other words, afflicting yourself, humbling yourself, surrendering yourself to Hashem, which is the idea of matzah. And through that, there's an announcement called Dichvin Yesev V'Yecho, called Ditzruch Yesev V'Yifsoch. And he explains that actually that statement is what Hashem is saying. Hashem is saying, if you surrender to me on Pesach, if you give yourself over to me, I will say, whoever is hungry, come and eat. In other words, whoever is spiritually hungry and physically hungry, I will provide for them. I will take you out of your Egypt. I will take you out of your limitations. I will take you out of your stuff and redeem you and take you on the bandwagon towards Matan Torah, towards the giving of a Torah. That is the gift of Pesach, very beautifully expressed in this paragraph of Heilach Ma'anya. Have a wonderful day.